Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Yeah, you can sing a little bit later on. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico tonight and every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. And I just told Margaret Gray that, yes, you can sing some Pat Boone in a moment if you want, Margaret. I don't know when you want to do that.
No, when you get to the story, because Pat Boone's in the news, I should tell everyone, Pat Boone is in the news. Pat Boone is in the news for something very regrettable, but then, you know, it's entertainers.
Well, you know, it is entertainers, but it's an entertainer saying something that you don't like. Usually you support them.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no, and does he get to comment?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. See, I get to comment.
I heard you the first time.
Yeah.
I heard you the first time.
But don't push your luck, okay?
Good point. Don't push your luck. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
All right. Well, in any event, you were going to say that Pat Boone, you were going to mock him being an entertainer giving an opinion because Pat Boone today called President Obama a Marxist, and yet you are very much the defender of celebrities who express political points of view that you agree with.
Yeah, that's the kind of hypocrisy I'm talking about.
Well, if you're talking about it, I haven't heard you. If it was Phil that was saying it.
He agrees with me. He agrees with me. And so while that may be a debating point for you, I think it doesn't stand up in the winds that blow after we realize that.
The winds that blow. Well, all right. Thank you, Sir Thomas More.
Yeah, the winds that blow. You're always saying that I'm not.
You want to shut up, man, okay? Yes, the winds that blow, as in the turmoil that might ensue. In any event, Pat Boone said that Obama was a Marxist. So I, quite frankly, is that original? No. Is it particularly intelligent? Not really. How then does this thought keep getting circulated? I know. Facebook.
Yay! All right, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. Tom Brady should feel burned by the Patriots. They passed on Wes Welker for Danny Amendola, and that is one of the sports headlines we'll get into here tonight. Nicki Minaj arrives late for the American Idol contest, and the contestants reacted as well as the crowd. Nicki Minaj they burned her in effigy. No, they didn't, but
would have been more interesting than they did.
Maybe it would have been more interesting for you, bud.
I don't think so. I think that would have been very, very regrettable. I don't think I ought to joke about that.
Well, I did joke about it, Robert, okay? I did joke about it. Because I would have said they would have burned her in effigy had she been white, pink, anything. That's just kind of the sick, confrontational ass that I am tonight. A couple of things that I want to get to here before we get into the rest of what has been. Well, every day is an exciting day for us because I don't care. We pick through the garbage can of news and try to make something out of nothing on this show because most days there isn't really anything happening. I don't give a damn how much content there is on the internet. Most days there's nothing really going on, and we're able to find it. God knows how, but we do. But first, this. First, a plug for me.
Yes, this is about your website.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Yeah, and you're going to be talking an awful lot about that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. Why?
Well, I don't know that you want to turn the whole show into a commercial.
Well, I'm not going to turn the whole show into... Never mind, okay? Let me just do what I'm going to do.
I just think that with all of the things you have to do...
Why don't you let him do what he's going to do?
And I wasn't talking to you. Once again, I wasn't talking to you. Did you see, Bud, there was a movie...
Mark, do you mind if I get to this?
No, hold on. Did you see the movie with Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, boy.
No, hold on. And in this movie, someone opened their mouth about something, and they took him under a bridge, and they cut his tongue out.
What?
In the movie about Queen Elizabeth. You didn't see it?
I saw a movie about Queen... Which one?
With Cate Blanchett.
Which one of the Queen Elizabeths? She did two of them.
The good one.
Which was the good one?
Probably that second one.
Yes, the second one.
Elizabeth the Golden Age with that little pigeon-toed prince of... What was that thing?
You mean Spain, that thing? Good Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, that was the movie. Anyway, Bud, did you see that movie?
No. Not going to see it now. He's talking about a guy get his tongue cut out.
Well, good. Don't see it. Just remember what I said.
God.
What's with the guy?
Going to cut his tongue out or threaten to cut his tongue out because he's got a motor mouth? I mean, that's the way it is. It is radio. He has a microphone in front of him.
Well, I don't mind someone talking. I'd like something to come out of their face that lends something to someone somewhere, something that anyone can use. I don't care. Even the poorest son, even the most decrepit.
She's going to start bawling.
Yes.
All right, bud, so your stupidity has brought her to tears.
Well, I'm going, if Dad's going to do that.
Oh!
She's bawling because you're so dumb.
Man, I'll tell you, it is pretty sad how stupid you are.
Yeah, well, you're so stupid, you make me cry.
I don't see you. Are you crying?
Yeah, there, I'm crying.
All right, Margaret, do you want to go up?
Yes, I will.
She's going to go use the toilet.
Now you got to go use the toilet when you're crying.
Do you mind? Just be quiet. So anyway, PhilHenryShow.com is, there's going to be a lot happening over there. And if you're online right now at PhilHenryShow.com, you are a backstage pass user. You're watching Phil TV in HD. We have a live streaming video cast of our show right now, and we usually do every night. And tonight, for instance, what were we doing? We were showing commercials from the Chevrolet website. We were looking at the new Corvette because Dan and I are thinking that with all of this money we've been making, we have to find something to do with it. And Dan wants to buy a Corvette. And so I went over there and looked, and I said, hey, I might get two myself. He said, all right. So there is that. That's what we do. And then we, you know, basically talk about how wealthy we all are in media, which, of course, we're not. But we talk about it. And also we have, of course, as I mentioned, our pre-show where we talk a lot of crap about people, where we diss the industry, where we diss other individuals, where we essentially bare our souls, and so on and so forth. In fact, it is a reality show that's wrapped around a radio show. That's our Phil TV video cast. That's one reason to have a backstage pass. Another reason to have a in fact, if you didn't have a backstage pass, then you missed such things on Phil TV as the chair collapsing out from underneath me when I was doing a Margaret bit one night, countless temper tantrums, countless times I've thrown pieces of equipment and broken pieces of equipment. Isn't that right, Robert?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've thrown anything, but you have broken some things.
Yeah, never beat nobody up, though.
I never beat anybody up. I beat myself up. You missed the video cast of our Christmas Carol, which we did one, and then I went into the hospital with double pneumonia, so that's the last time I did that.
You were smoking.
That was the last week I ever smoked a cigarette. So there's a lot going on there on Phil TV. Then you have the archives. Now, these are radio shows, full radio shows that go back at least as far as 1996, 1997. And then we also add to them as we find these gems from the deeper past, like we've, as I mentioned, put in some new WCCO Minneapolis shows. We've got some Miami shows that we're adding. And then, of course, everything we've done in syndication since then, most of which we own, some of which, the stuff that we don't want, we don't own.
You don't watch that, man.
I'm kidding. In any event... The archives are extensive, and it's such a large collection of audio that we are continually updating in terms of the show logs. We're still writing show logs for all of these, and it took when we got into our new website, the new company that we're with, and we've got great partners with our website at LEG, but those guys, you know, they've been doing websites for a lot of years, and I said, okay, so we're moving over to a new you guys are going to be helping us with the website, hosting the site, you're going to be using. Moving our audio. Yeah, Mr. Henry, don't worry about it, huh? You know, take it easy. Cause these cats are almost like guys that move your furniture, you know. Don't worry. Just relax. Everything's going to be fine. You go ahead. Yeah, just kick back, and we're going to take care of it. Really? When they got a load of how many shows we had in the archive, and suddenly it was a big job.
Yeah, they're almost freaking out and everything.
They didn't freak out, but they suddenly were like, you know, they had the look on their face of a guy who's, you know, been told he has to move a piano, and he shows up and he's got to move a piano down six flights of stairs, you know, so there was a little bit of change, but they got it done. They did it brilliantly. We also, of course, have made it possible for those of you who are on Apple products. Those of you who are,
tying one off.
Yeah, whatever. Those of you who use the iPad, the iPhone, etc., that our media is streamable on those devices as well. So yet another reason to get the backstage pass, and so many more. So if you join us at PhilHenryShow.com, 1 month is only $9.95. A whole year is $1,006. No, I'm kidding. A whole year is $79-something, so you get a real break on the year. And then we have a six-month rate, which I don't know what it is, but it's El Cheaperino, too. So you get far more than any other radio website out there. Any other radio show that charges you more is sticking a gun in your ribs. Actually, they're trying to. Because I guarantee you, they ain't got nothing on their website that equals what we have. So they're just trying to steal the money and you know, make it out of town while they can. Head on over to our website and get a Backstage Pass subscription and actually get something for your money. PhilHenryShow.com. All right, coming back, all kinds of stuff. More on the new Pope, a humble image, a complex man, Pat Boone. He's, what did he do now? The FBI had a dog killed, Chelsea Clinton. Lil Wayne's in the hospital. That's a drag. We're big Lil Wayne fans here. I mean, we're big to a point. I don't want to get dragged down with him. I'm joking. In any event, we'll be back here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and online at philhenryshow.com. The Phil Hendry Show, back in a moment.
Truth is our bitch.
I'm back now, but I...
The Phil Hendry Show.
Do I get this... Am I singing Pat... Hello, am I singing Pat Boone? Am I singing Pat Boone? Hello.
Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here. The Phil Hendry Show. We were talking about cars. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not necessarily, we're not going to turn this into auto talk, but we were talking about cars.
Well, you were talking about the Corvette, and I want to make a point here, Phil, if I could, because the Corvette, hold on for a minute, who did that?
God, what is that?
That is the most grotesque thing I've ever seen in my life. What is that?
It's a Dr. Oz. We're looking at a website. It's a Dr. Oz commercial. Why? Or a Dr. Oz ad.
Well, there is a fat tub of guts, a female, and I think that that is... You know, it's one thing to show a naked fat man. To show a naked fat woman is sadistic. Absolutely sadistic.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Yeah, she looks... Look at that. It's bad.
Wait a second. They're not. First of all, she's not nude. It's a profile shot. She's fat. There's fat women as well as fat men.
I think it is absolutely disgusting and sadistic. I think there is something pathological about it.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You are saying that to show a naked woman in an ad like this, a health ad for the Dr. Oz show, is pathologically sadistic and degenerate. I'm putting a word in your mouth now.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you see what happens when you say you put something in my mouth? Do you see what the...
I didn't say anything wrong.
You see what you did, Phil?
I'm sorry. What I mean is...
Just don't reference putting anything in my... Okay. I'm going to the bathroom because I really do have to go number two, and I'm sorry to say that.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Yeah.
No. When I saw him open his mouth and then point inside...
Wait a minute, Margaret.
No.
Did you do that, bud? Did you do that?
I did when she said... Put something in the mouth.
That's almost like she's asking for it.
Hey, Robert, don't butt in. I'm asking you. Did you actually point to your open mouth and go, ah, like that?
Yeah, when she said, don't put nothing in my mouth.
Man, you are asking for it. You're begging for it, man.
I'm not asking for $300 worth.
Yeah, you are asking for the full $300. $300 worth.
Well, you're the one that put that bee in their bonnet.
No, I didn't. It was the clinic. In any event, so what they have now, can we move on? Can we see if we can save part of this show? Would that be all right with you guys? Would that be all right with you guys?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I go ahead.
Yeah, please do.
Thank you. Thank you. God, thanks. Cadillac Escalade or the Lincoln MET for the hottest ride to your wedding or senior prom, a British firm is looking to make a Lamborghini Aventador stretch limousine. Now, this is a Lamborghini sports car. It's an expensive automobile. How much, I don't know, but they want to tank it and stretch it and turn it into a limo. And why do they want to do that? Obviously, they want to sell the brand and sell the brand in an interesting way, in a more... inventive way. The Lamborghini, it ain't moving, man. And I'm sure it is, but I'm sure they'd like to popularize it a little more. The firm is called Cars for Stars. It's released both some renderings and a CGI video of its stretch Aventador. I can't pronounce it because I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it because I've never... Lamborghini, what do I know from those?
What is it?
It's a car.
Lamborghini?
Yes, it's a car. I worked for a guy once who had a Maserati. I forget his name. Norm Pattis. And anyway,
yeah, you better watch it.
Kidding around, Norm, but you did have a Maserati that he hated.
Oh, he did not.
Yes, he did. Well, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. Am I saying no? He did. He didn't like it.
He didn't like the Maserati. Maserati is royalty among sports cars.
Every time you come in here, you're dominating the conversation.
Look, just everyone be quiet for 5 seconds. Now, here's a link that I got from our good, close, personal friend, Dan Northcraft, who is the engineer of our show. He also does part-time research. He also makes coffee. He is a lumberjack. And here we have now the Lamborghini and the price points for the Lamborghini. Invoice price, $357,000. Off the lot, $397,000. No, I take that back. The all-wheel drive Roadster is $397,000. The all-wheel drive coupe is $357,000. MSRP, $397,000 for the all-wheel drive, and the all-wheel drive Roadster, $441,000. I'm assuming the Roadster is the more of the sporty type. Now, that's for the Lamborghini. Now, the Lamborghini looks like a regular car that just got stepped on.
You know, that's because you can't afford it, Phil, and so you're talking it down. Oh, I wouldn't own it.
You know something, Margaret? No, I would. If I had all the money in the world, I wouldn't buy that.
Why not?
What are you asking me, like I just committed a crime?
Yeah, you're all like, why not?
Why wouldn't you?
Because I don't like the way it looks.
You got a pair on you. So you're saying if you had enough money, you wouldn't buy one of the great classic cars of all time, the Lamborghini. Who do you think you are?
A guy that has a right to buy what he wants to buy.
Phil, do you understand that when you say that if I, Phil Henry, had enough money, I still would lift my leg to a Lamborghini?
I didn't say lift my leg.
Yes, you did. For all intents and purposes, yes, you did. I'm going to ask you again, would you buy a Lamborghini?
No.
Who do you think?
Margaret, why is that such a horrible thing to say?
The Lamborghini.
Does Frank own one?
Frank, my husband has a Rolls Royce, thank you very much.
Yeah, well.
No. Bud, by God, while you still have use of your limbs, please don't say anything. My husband has a Rolls Royce, thank you.
Okay, he's got a Rolls Royce. It's a badass car. I'll give you that.
Badass? Frank's Silver Cloud is $425,000 off the lot. Keys are in it.
All right, so he would not own a Lamborghini.
Frank would look like an ass on skates in a Lamborghini. You know it, I know it, he knows it, he knows it. Your audience knows it, and Frank knows it, and I know it.
What about Jason J. For the Monaco?
Jason J. Delmonico is his name. He knows it. But because he's young, he keeps it to himself. But the rest of us know it and say it. Frank, you'd look like an ass on nitro in a Lamborghini. And Frank knows it.
I want to get him on the phone.
You want to get Frank on the phone so we can humiliate him on the air?
He won't be humiliated.
Well, in any event, the whole reason why we started this conversation is I was talking about the Corvette. I think it looks very nice. And somebody asked me, I think that somebody who asked me was me, but I'm saying it was Dan, so I don't look too egotistical. I asked myself, no, actually, Dan asked me, what do you drive, Phil? To which I replied, a Jaguar, thank you very much. And then Dan said on cue, wow. And I said, yeah, that's true. All right, Frank Gray joining us from Santa Monica, California tonight. Frank, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm better than Custer.
Great. Listen, I've got Margaret on the line, and we were talking about the Lamborghini.
Okay, what does he want?
Margaret wants, and I have to tell the audience.
Here, I'll distract him. Frank, honey.
Margaret's husband, Frank, has gender confusion, so he refers to men as she and women as he.
So he did. Here he is.
Well, look, is he still there?
Yeah, Margaret's here.
Just tell him that that's my business. That's my business and her business. So when I talk to Harvey Wireman, I'm talking to her in confidence. And even though he's my wife, I don't want Margaret getting involved in any of that. Would you please tell him that? Or can he hear me?
Yes, she can hear you.
Okay. Because Harvey and I are very good friends. She's been a deep, close, personal friend of mine for years. Of course I love my wife. He's the greatest woman I've ever met. But Harvey is my attorney. I'm an attorney. But I can't be my own attorney. I've got to have her as my attorney, and she's one of them. I'll tell you something. The reason why I like Harvey Wireman as my attorney, she was in the Marines. She fought on Saipan. and she came home and married the woman that she loves. That's the kind of guy that she is. So,
all right, hold on for a minute, okay, Frank?
Who are you speaking with?
Tell him to hang. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Frank Gray with us. We're talking about the Lamborghini, the Corvette, sports cars. Do we really... What is this just... Why are we talking about this when we had something else planned?
I don't know.
We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I want to talk to my wife because he pisses me off.
All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Frank Gray, I don't know if Frank is still on the line with us here. Frank, sorry, we had to go to a break. We are talking with Frank Gray here about the Lamborghini. Now, Margaret says that you own a Rolls-Royce. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know where he gets off telling you.
Well, Frank, I don't think it's any. It's not like anyone's going to track your Rolls-Royce over someone else's.
Yeah, but you don't need to tell her that. I mean, she's the host of a talk show, and you're telling her all about my private beeswax. And you're my wife. And Phil, for your part, talking to him about my car, he's my wife. He's the mother of my son. And my son, she's going to be listening to this. And so that's why I...
Well, Frank, if you want us to drop the topic, we will.
Oh, no, you don't have to drop it now, but I... What was the question, Phil?
The question was, Margaret said, and I know you're a man of means, would you own a Lamborghini, the sports coupe Lamborghini, the Roadster? You know the one I'm talking about?
Well, there's quite a few Lamborghinis down through the years.
This is the new one, and very, very sporty. We had it online.
Let me just look. I'm in front of my computer right now. Let me go online here. Now, what did he say?
Who, Margaret?
Yeah.
Margaret said that you would not own that.
Let me look here and see what... Well, he doesn't like the Lamborghini because he dated a guy. Isn't that right, honey? Didn't you date a guy that owned a Lamborghini before you and I met?
Well, Yanni was the Greek that I knew.
Right. Wasn't she the Greek that you dated? Didn't she own a Lamborghini?
Yes, she did. Or, I mean, he did.
I mean, he... What was going on between you two, anyway?
No, she meant to say he did.
Oh, okay. I heard him say a he-she, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me or something? My wife, he dated a he-she before he dated me? How do you like that? You know, when my father, I'm going to tell you just a story, Phil. My father, when I was growing up, she used to say to me, my father, who I respected as a man's man, I don't think there was a more manly man than my father, and she always stood there. As she was putting her slacks on in the morning. Oh, I'm getting emotional.
Well, you're talking about Dad.
Yeah, it makes me emotional. I can remember her putting on her slacks and polishing her wingtips. And she'd say to me, Frank, look in the mirror, Frank. And I would. I'd say, yes, Dad. And she'd say, you see her? And I'd say, yes, Dad, I do. Hold on.
I know it's very emotional for you, Frank.
Yes, it is. And my father would say, do you see her? Do you see that boy looking back at you? What do you think she's going to think of you in 10 years if you don't know how to keep your mud together? And I remember I said to her, I said, Dad, I hope she's as proud of me then as I am proud of her. And I pointed to my father in the mirror.
So the two of you were looking at each other in the mirror.
We had our clothes on. What's the point of your question?
No, I'm saying...
Frank, he's simply asking about that moment between you and your father as you were sizing each other up there in the mirror.
Well, I don't like the term sizing each other up. It was a father and son.
Frank, I don't mean any disrespect. I'm saying the two of you were reflecting on each other's lives and the meaning of each other to... The meaning of your father to you and vice versa as you looked at each other in the mirror.
Right, right. But I don't like the idea that I was looking at her. I don't like what she said. Margaret, I don't like what she said. And
are you talking about Phil?
No, I'm talking about Bud. Yes, I'm talking about Phil.
What didn't you like?
Well, I heard you say something about, you know, you're looking at each other in the mirror and you had a, there was a tone like, hey, we're dressing up in girls' clothing or something.
No. I was listening to what you were saying and it was respectful and I was touched by it, Frank. I was. I was touched by the fact that you had such and still have such respect for the memory of your father.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I know I do. And I didn't mean any disrespect. I know we get into a lot of goofy stuff on this show, but...
Well, see, that's the thing. Margaret comes home from the show, and I ask him what happened, and he's always telling me, boy, you should have heard Phil tonight. She was mentally disturbed. I mean, am I right, honey? Don't you say that about her?
Well, I don't say mental. I do say that Phil was really strange tonight, things like that.
Yeah, so I don't know what goes on, and when she comes to the house, and I'm talking to Margaret right now about you, when she comes to the... I don't mean to talk about you, Phil, as if you're not there, but... Margaret, honey?
Yes?
When she comes to the house, I would rather that she doesn't.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, that's really kind of cruel to say that on the air in front of everyone. Well,
I'm sorry, but it's not that I don't trust you, Phil, but my son, she's very impressionable, and it's not that you're not a good man, but I don't want my son running around with a lot of the crude punchline humor and the goofy images that you've got swirling through your warped mind, because she is a good boy, and I don't want her to...
Okay, thanks a lot. I got to hang up.
Why? Can't you take...
Why did you hang up on my husband?
I hung up on your husband because he's flipping me out, okay?
Yeah, he's flipping everybody out.
No one asked you. Why did you hang up on Frank?
He's flipping me out with the whole she-he.
You heard how he handled the he-she. He was fine.
No, he was not fine. No, he wasn't fine. First of all, he's talking about... Number one, he's asking you about your Greek boyfriend, and you're the one that goes he-she.
Yeah, you did, Ms. Gray. You said a he-she. And then he thought you were dating a transsexual.
Yeah, and it's all I could do to keep from laughing. Of course, and if you laugh, then the guy thinks that there's something seriously wrong, and he wants to come down here and kick my ass or something.
Well, you should not laugh at him.
Well, how can I help it? When you're saying... I dated a he-she. Oh, no, he wasn't a he-she. He was really a guy. And there's Frank getting all upset about he-she, and he's meanwhile calling you a him and me a her. And then the whole thing with Jason J. Delmonico, and I looked at her in the mirror.
No, he was talking about his own father. That's what he was saying.
No, I know that, but in any event, thank you very much, Frank, for being our special guest. And what I gathered from the conversation was he never did answer my question.
You can be assured. What, Phil, just... Slow down, everyone, all right?
I mean, the question...
Hold on, everyone. That's my husband. I know what he likes and what he doesn't like, and I'm telling you right now, Frank would rather self-mutilate with a skill saw than own a Lamborghini, take it to the bank.
God!
Well, I guess I gotta believe that one.
Yeah, you talk God, man. Talk about a guy who wanna take it off with a skill saw.
Well, how else am I gonna get through to you imbeciles? He would rather do that. He'd rather drive knitting needles into the...
You talking about his testicles?
I was going to, but...
All right. I get it. Frank doesn't like the Lamborghini.
Do you?
No, I don't. I do not. So I think I proved my point. I think Frank agrees with me.
Well, what did I say?
You said that Frank would own that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
And I think I didn't.
All right, then you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Shut up. Nicki Minaj arrives late for American Idol contestants. There are certain situations where being fashionably late isn't a good idea, and that includes live television and American Idol. But on the Wednesday, March 13th episode of the Fox series, Judge Nicki, and you know that the American Idol is going right through the floor in terms of the ratings, going right through the floor. I'm kidding. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is, man.
No, it's not. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is going to be with us in the next few minutes to talk about American Idol and just how through the floor it's going. I'm sure it's going to be fine. Let's put it this way. That thing has been on for how long?
I think about 8 seasons.
Do we get Doug on the line right now, okay?
Yeah, what if he's probably in on transit or something?
What do you mean on transit? He's in his car, man. Get him on the line. I'm telling you that American Idol has been on the air long enough. The reruns alone, don't you think that'll play in syndication?
Are you out of your mind? Are you high on some mixture of chemicals? How do you rerun something like that? How do you put into syndication a game show?
You ever heard of the Game Show Network?
You know something? Never mind.
Yeah, you know something? Just because I beat you on that particular point. Is this Doug? Hey, Doug, Phil Henry, how you doing, Doug?
Hey, I'm doing good, Phil. What's up?
Listen, American Idol, I wanted to talk to you about this show. Doug Danger's the entertainment writer of the Orange County Courier. This show is on its last legs. Am I right or am I wrong?
American Idol seems to be on its last legs, Phil. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have to look at it differently. I can't just look at it straight on like a lot of these writers, and I do have a great deal of respect for a great many of the writers out there, but I'm gay. And as a gay man, gay journalist, I have to say that it may be on its last, but then again, Ryan Seacrest and some of the other producers, they may have something to pull out of their, you know, pull out of their you don't want to keep this thing alive. I think American Idol still has legs. I think Nicki Minaj is a disaster because she is bizarre. I think she looks like something that is not of this world. I think she disturbs people. I think she disturbs the contestants, because when you are singing or you're dancing or you're telling jokes or you're juggling or whatever they do in that show, I don't know.
Well, they don't do juggling. It's a singing thing, right?
You're talking about American Idol.
Yeah.
They don't allow juggling?
No, they don't allow juggling.
No, this is not. Is it America's Got Talent allows that, don't they?
I don't know.
Well, what's the X Factor? And what's The Voice? And what's Britain Got Talent? See what I'm saying? One of those shows allows juggling. And if it doesn't, then it ought to. And I think American Idol, you know, if you want to ask yourself why American Idol has slipped in the ratings and why it continually goes downhill, is they've worked the formula. The formula is this. Get a young person. Do they sing good? Yes, they do. Give them a recording contract. Will they make it big? Yes, they will. They become big hits. They go on to great things. Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson's got about as big as you're going to get when you play the state fair circuit, and that's what she's been doing. Kelly Clarkson, since the very first time. Oh, God.
Take a breath, man.
Well, I'm trying to get to the point you want me to get to, which is whether or not this show is going to survive. I think American Idol will most likely not survive. But that's only because they will not. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? And I'm telling you now that American Idol is dead, D-O-A. I mean, they're 86, right on the break. And I'll tell you why. Because they haven't incorporated properly juggling and other clown acts. It sounds stupid. It sounds like something you'd be embarrassed by. But unless American Idol can begin to bring into the format something that's going to get people interested beyond the same obnoxious, lousy singing.
Well, Doug, you say obnoxious, lousy singing. They've got some very, very fine young people that come on that show.
Yeah, well, and the people that wind up going to the bitter end and winning the contest or in the final four, the final five, or the final contestants, I don't think they're all that great. I mean, you've heard one, you've heard them all. And I think singers are probably the very first group of people that we can say without fear of any repercussion racially or any repercussion demographically at all. I think they're the first group of people that we can all say very safely, you see, they all look alike. Okay? And I'm saying that because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You say all look alike, it sounds racial. And I think it brings up a racial stereotype.
Robert, it's not racial if I'm talking about a white guy and a black guy, but they have one thing in common. They sound the same. They sing the same, and they all look alike in the dark. Okay?
Why do you say in the dark?
Because I can, because it's the first time in the history of this country for probably the last at least 60 years that we can say those things and not be afraid of any repercussion. So I'm saying that singers, today's singers, look alike and all look the same in the dark unless they smile.
Well, now it sounds, you know...
Yeah, now it sounds to me like you're using that as an excuse.
What do you mean an excuse?
Doug, look, you're from the South, right?
Wait a minute.
No, hold on. You're from this. You're saying that singers, in other words, what you're doing, instead of saying black people or whoever, you're saying singers all look alike, and you can't tell them apart in the dark unless they smile.
That's what I said, and I'm saying that about saying, and I'm not saying that racially, Robert. You got to hear me. I'm saying it because it's true.
What do you mean because it's true? I mean, if you're talking about a singer, you're talking about someone that is a sound, you know.
Yes, this is them singing.
Wait, you know, hold on for a minute. I thought you people were on my side.
Doug, we're on your side, but I don't understand the comparison saying that singers are so... You're saying that singers, people on American Idol specifically, are you saying all singers?
I'm saying all singers. I'm saying American popular music has gotten so staid, so formulaic, and so truly so uninspiring that when these people sing to use the to rework the racial insult, when the singer sings today, they look alike. I can't tell them apart in the dark unless they smile and they sit down to a big fat slab of watermelon.
What's that got to do with a singer?
That's what are you talking about, man? Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And for me to do the kind of work that I do...
Go ahead, Margaret.
Doug, you keep saying you're a gay man and a gay journalist. So why did I say this? Today's singers are all the same. They swish and carry a purse.
Yeah, what about that?
No, doesn't have the same effect.
Well, now, wait a minute, man.
Oh, Doug, what does that mean? When I said all look alike, that works. But when you say that the singers swish and carry purses, what?
Yeah, I agree with Doug. It doesn't work.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with Doug Danger. Doug, hold that thought.
Yeah, hold that thought between your knees.
Better go, Miss Perry.
Hold on. I don't know what he's trying to do here, but let's get back to Doug Danger. He's talking about the state of singers today. American Idol's ratings are going through the floor, and Doug says it's because all singers sound alike. They all sound alike, and you can't tell them apart in the dark, and they eat a slab of watermelon for lunch. See, I don't know. It's getting, you know.
It ain't getting, man. It is.
Yeah, it is. It's not getting. It is.
Yeah, it is.
Fine. Thank you. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm trying to tell. What are you talking about?
Just got done telling you I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and they all look alike eating corn pone.
Bill 877-877-6-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back. We're talking to Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier here about the decline and possible fall of American Idol, a television show that even if you didn't watch it, folks, you should be of aware of the fact that it was an important offering there on that thing called the thing. You know,
what do you mean?
The TV set, man. I was thinking ahead here. Doug, Nicki Minaj, as I mentioned, has angered some contestants as well as people in the studio audience by not showing up. She showed up late. Some jazz. I don't know what it was, and probably no one cares, including her. I know I don't. But I got this story out of the pile of news that we had because it seems to be indicative of some of the bad, I don't know, maybe bad press or just bad vibes around that show.
I don't think there's any question, Phil, that they've got some bad vibes around that show. I mean, the show, as I said, and even Nicki Minaj, boy, she's got a pair on her. And I say that advisedly. I would like to say she's an attractive young lady. I think she is an attractive young lady if she took that outer space. I don't know what she's going for, an outer space thing that I think it's missing. But here's my point. If you listen to Nicki Minaj, and she sounds like every other singer you ever heard. She's a rapper. But... play that song. You got that Starship, bud?
Yeah, I got Starship lined up.
Well, hold on. What is this?
This is Nicki Minaj. Now, don't play it too far in, but I want to hear people as Nicki Minaj. To me, sounds like she's just trying to be a guy here, doing her hip-hop. And, oh, yeah, she's making fun of the white, you know, kind of Italian white girls that go to the beach in New Jersey. And, boy, I tell you, I mean, thank God I'm not a racist.
No, not much. I mean, Doug, excuse me. You were talking there a moment ago about how all of the singers sound the same and look alike in the dark.
I was using that. Boy, she still doesn't get it, does she?
I don't get it. Here is Nicki Minaj. This is called Starships. It's Miss Minaj.
Red wine.
Here it is. Don't watch this.
Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, click,
that,
down
huh?
The Bud Light.
Look at her making fun of the whites. Boy,
Tumba, the Patron,
wait.
The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it true?
Oh, man, I gotta tell you, like I said, I'm a gay man, a gay journalist, and I'm very liberal and open-minded, but I'll tell you, if I'm a white man on a Saturday night.
What are you talking about now?
I'm sorry?
What are you talking about now?
What am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that all these singers say, all right, so a little bit of There was a little tiny bit of prejudice that came out in me. But you know what? I ought to be allowed that, given what I've been through as a gay man, a gay journalist, all right? And when I say that all these singers sound the same, and then comes Nicki Minaj, and not only does she sound like every other white rapper, or excuse me, sound like every other rapper, now she's tearing into the whites that hit the beach on a Saturday afternoon trying to get a little bit of color on them, and she's standing there with that nice glowing dark skin and just pointing at all the white people and going, ha, 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 I hope you get a third-degree burn. Man, that's heartless. And
Wait. I didn't hear any of that in that song.
Yeah, we talked about it. There's nothing in that.
Well, wait. You're saying that Nicki Minaj is telling all the white people at the shore there that they ought to go down and get a sunburn.
It sounds like he's, yeah, let's go to the beach and making fun. Now, I'm just saying.
Well, okay, I didn't hear her say anything about going down and get a sunburn, but I did hear her say that's how they sound, like a bunch of jive-ass, sound like pier monkeys.
Yeah, well, that's it. She's basically calling them a bunch of pier monkeys, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I am a gay white man and a gay white journalist.
Well, you know what? I don't care. You made your point about the singers. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Well, that is very prejudicial of you, Phil, not allowing him to finish what he wants.
Just let me finish the hour myself. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with more other news. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Is there a controversy brewing there with the release or the trading of Wes Welker? We'll find out.
Phil,
or did he sign? Yes, he signed with the Denver Broncos. Okay, bye.